Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. So today we're going to have our special feature. Before we get into the regular study of our class, which is on Ezekiel, we are going to read from the Rock Cliff Review. Now this is the bulletin that we pass out at Rock Cliff on the Sunday mornings to those who attend. And in that bulletin we have a lot of announcements and things about different members of the church there, what's happening to them, and a prayer list, and different events that will take place on the calendar. But I also include in this bulletin an article that goes along with a sermon that I preached. And this particular Sunday morning, I was preaching a sermon about the church everywhere spoken against. Let me read this to you. It was on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came on the apostles, and they preached the word. We read in Acts chapter 2, 42 through 47, "They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people." I want you to notice that last line. In the beginning, this church that began on the day of Pentecost had favor with all the people. Note that those added to this early church were steadfast, informed, and reverent. They could confirm their words by wonders and signs. They were confident. They were together. They had all things in common, and they gave to one another so that those in need could be filled. They ate together with joy and singleness of heart. They praised God. In these early days, they had favor with all the people. But this favor that they had at the beginning did not continue. Now let's go to Acts chapter 3. In Acts 3, Peter continued to preach the same word and the same repentance. "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. And he sounded the warning, "It shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." Acts 3 and verse 23. And the opposition began. The rulers were grieved in Acts 4 and verse 2. They brought Peter to trial. But Peter did not compromise the word preached. He said with boldness, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. As the word of God increased, as it said in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, so also did the opposition in Acts 8 and verse 1. The book of Acts closes with Paul in Rome awaiting a trial because of his preaching the same word. He called the chief of the Jews in Rome together, and when they came to him, they said to him, "We desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." Acts 28:22. The church had gone from having favor with all the people in Acts chapter 2 to being the sect everywhere spoken against in Acts chapter 28. There are several things today that is still being spoken against the church. A lot of people will speak against the church in saying they believe only one church is right. They think membership is essential. They believe water baptism is required. They regard denominations as sinful. They teach that the original church can be restored. They contend that we can be New Testament Christians today. They exalt the Bible as our sole authority. And they are against music in worship. And there are several appeals. One thing that we need to understand in all of this, there's truth in those charges. The Church of Christ is different. And you ought to investigate the Church of Christ. You can change. Now, I know that you can't change people, but you can change. It's always the person that can change themselves. We're not saved by faith only. And we need to learn how to deal with a disagreement. And we don't do that by squaring off and seeing who can throw the most ugly names toward one another and trying to win arguments. We want to win souls. And we can sit down and reason together with the Scriptures and find the truth about these things. As I read these charges and the reason responses, I'm reminded of the charges made against the church in the New Testament. The Jews said of Stephen, "This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law, for we heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered to us." You know, there was truth in what they said. That holy place would be destroyed. But it wasn't blasphemous words. It was simply the words of truth. The temple and the law had served its purpose. And it was now time for it to be done away, to make room for the clear understanding of the new covenant that they were now under. The Gentiles said against Paul, "These all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, one Jesus." And they also said, "This Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying there be no gods which are made with hands." That's Acts 17:7. And Acts 19:26. And there was truth in those charges. They were not doing anything that was in rebellion against Caesar, but they were teaching there was another king. And this king was Jesus. His kingdom was a spiritual kingdom. Pilate recognized the difference in the kind of king that Christ was and the kind of king that Caesar was. And he saw Caesar had no threat from Jesus. And declared at the trial of Jesus, "I find no fault in this man at all." And as far as turning people away from idols, that is what Paul was doing. He's trying to turn people away from idols to serve the one true and living God. So there's truth in these charges. But the charges made against the church then, as they're made against the church now, are made in a way to appeal to prejudiced minds. Now there's reasoned response to these charges, but all will not accept a reasoned response. Bible truth is not always popular, but it does not have to be popular to be true. We're to preach the word in season and out of season. 2 Timothy 4:2. We're to preach it with love, Ephesians 4:15. And preach it with boldness, Acts 5:31. And then reason with the critics out of the Scriptures, the way that Paul himself did, and in Thessalonica, in Acts 17:2. If we do these things, he that hath an ear to hear will hear. Well, now that was the substance of the sermon that Sunday morning at Rock Cliff. And I read from the Rock Cliff Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And with that, I want to return to to the Sunday school lesson we've been studying about Ezekiel. We have come to Ezekiel chapter 2, and I want to read verses 1 through 6 again, and then turn to Elam's notes regarding that passage. We read in Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 1, that he said to me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak with thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. And I heard him speak unto me, and he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to nations that are rebellious, which have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even unto this very day. And the children are imprudent and stiff-necked, and I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house. And then in chapter 2 and verse 8, But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat which I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was put forth unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was written therein, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there were written therein lamentations and mournings and woe. You see, God spoke to Ezekiel, and the Spirit entered into him, and he stood as God commanded, God's setting him upon his feet. Then God gave him his commission to the children of Israel. They were imprudent and stiff-necked and rebellious, and whether they would hear or not hear, Ezekiel was to speak God's word to them. He was not to flinch. God said to him, But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that which I give thee. Ezekiel ate the roll of the book which God gave him and commanded him to eat. It was full of lamentation, mourning, and woe. It was as sweet as honey because it was joyous to receive the word of God and to be his messenger. But Ezekiel was moved at the rebellion of his people. We read in Revelation 10, 9 and 10, that when John ate the little book, it too was sweet as honey, but afterward became bitter, doubtless because of the condemnation of the sinners which it contained. In Revelation 10, 9 and 10, we read, And I went unto the angel, saying unto him that he should give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but in thy mouth it shall be sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And when I had eaten it, my belly was made bitter. God made Ezekiel's face as hard as adamant that he might deliver this message. We should all eat the word of God, digest and assimilate and feed upon it, that it may nourish and sustain the inner man. And all preachers, like Ezekiel, are commanded to preach the word regardless of consequences. Ezekiel was sent to them of the captivity. God said they would not hear because they were of a hard forehead and of a stiff heart. And Ezekiel's face was hard against their faces, and his forehead hard against their forehead. He was not to be dismayed. Would that we had today more preachers with the courage and zeal of Ezekiel to always preach God's word in truth. Be with us for our next class, and we'll continue this study.